Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first paragraph of Masechta Basra. We are up to Parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Hamakif is chaver mishalosh ruchosav. If a person has properties that surround his neighbor's property on three sides, v'gadros rishonu v'sashnei v'sashlishis, and he builds a fence between the properties on side one, side two, and side three, ein mechayvino. So you cannot force the guy in the center to pay for those walls, because he has no benefit from those walls. Rabbi Yossi Omer, imamad v'gadros rishonu, but if the guy in the center then builds a wall on the fourth side of his property, now we can make him pay for all of it, for half of the expenses of the first three walls as well, because now he is getting benefit from it. The Bar Tanur explains that this is in fact a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakama says that if he builds the fourth wall, he would only have to pay for half of whatever a cheap wall would have cost on the first, second, and third sides. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, "Megalgal of the sakol," he has to pay for half the actual expense of the walls that were built on the three sides are. So if it was with an expensive building material, even though you could have gotten away cheaply, but you built expensive, then Rabbi Yossi says he's going to have to pay for the expensive building material. And the Bar Tanur points out that the halacha is ki Rabbi Yossi, that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Mishnah Dalit, kosel chatzar shenafel. If you have a kosel, a wall in a chatzar that belonged to two shutafin, and the wall fell down, mechayv noso levinoso ad arba amos. We could be mechayv, each party could be mechayv the other one, to build it back up until a height of four amos. Once it's four amos tall, we assume no one is going to be able to see over it. There's not going to be a hezek re'iyah anymore, which is, the concept that is damaging to look at somebody. It's an invasion of one's privacy, but once it's four amos tall, we assume no one is able to invade anybody's privacy. You can't really see over such a wall. We assume the average height of a person is three amos tall, so a four amos tall wall does the trick. When one guy is toveya the other guy for half the expenses of the wall, and he says, "What are you talking about? I already paid for half of the expenses of the wall," we believe him that he had paid for it, unless the toveya is able to bring aid him that the other party had not paid for it. So we cannot be mechayv, one neighbor cannot be mechayv the other to pay for building materials that build a wall that's taller than four amos, meaning anything that's above four amos he doesn't have to pay for. But if a guy says, "I don't want a wall taller than four amos, I'm not paying for anything taller than four amos," and then he builds another wall that's parallel to the original wall, where he's clearly trying to utilize the full height of the original wall to make some sort of room or to make some sort of building over there, so now he's going to have to pay for the full height of the wall. And we're going to assume he has not previously paid for it until he's able to bring a raya that he in fact has previously paid for it, because since you couldn't have been mechayiv him to pay for it, we assume he would not have paid for it. Now that he builds that second wall nearby, he now has to pay for it, and he's going to have to bring a raya that he paid for it. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if one party builds fences around three sides of the other party's property, because he has properties on three sides, the guy in the middle doesn't have to pay anything. But if the guy in the middle builds a wall on the fourth side, then we have a machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, what the guy in the middle has to pay. Tanakama says he has to pay half of what it would have cost to put the cheapest kind of wall on the first three sides, and Rabbi Yossi says he has to pay half of the actual cost of the wall that was placed on the first three sides. And then Mishnah Dalid, we said that if a kosel falls down, each neighbor can, in a chater, each neighbor can force the other one to rebuild it up until four amos, and we assume that once it's built to four amos, that they both equally contributed, unless someone could bring a raya that the other one did not contribute. If one of them wants to build it higher than four amos, he cannot force the other guy to pay for higher than four amos, and therefore, if in the future the other guy decides to build a parallel wall where he's clearly trying to utilize the height of the first wall, and therefore he's going to have to pay for it, we assume that he has not yet paid for that which is above four amos, since he would not have had to previously pay for it. Next time, we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey.